Well, it is the Inside Connection, of course, MediConnect. I'm so happy, as always, to have Sean Horn here, and one of our very favorites is here as well. We'll get to her in just a moment. I'll let him do the honors, but it's the Home and Garden Show. So for your young family, what's the next honeydew project? What are you working on at home? Or should I say, how many projects?
The list is long and distinguished, my friend. As always, I mean, that's the beauty of being a homeowner, right? You can't lay it on the landlord anymore, so... I mean, there's getting the yard together. I got a little roofing project I got to work on. So it's never ending, of course, right?
I was the only renter that actually took care of those things, if they weren't too large, because I never really wanted to bother, especially if they didn't jack my rent up, you know what I mean? But anyway, it's amazing what a fresh coat of paint will do.
You're right about that. And I tell you, I walked through the displays this morning. There are plenty, quite diverse. I read that they're going to expect about 60,000 people to come through between now and the end of the show. So, I mean, quite largely attended. So a lot, if you do have that honey-do list, my goodness, you're going to be in the right place coming down here.
Listen, I'm so excited to have Jess Benham here. We'll get to her in a little bit. One of the hardest working politicians out there. And of course, that part of that young wave, Sarah and Amorato, absolutely love it. You know, every time, somehow, some way throughout the day, I get connected to what you do at MediConnect. So I was telling her I was on the north side yesterday at the Coons Market on Highwood Street for a couple of hours. And I love this city. And I love that grocery store and that brand and who they are and what they are. And people were shopping. But I see the aging population like my age. But I really want young people to have the same opportunities that we have, to have a grocery store, to have a bank. And that's what she's doing. That's what Sarah's doing. And I don't know. It's just, it's nice to see the next generation, even if they are a few years younger than me and obviously you, at least we know we're going to have a fighting chance.
What did you mean, obviously me?
Well, look, no offense, you're not anywhere near Medicare age.
I'm not yet, but I wish I was sometimes.
Between her and Jules and Zach,
I know.
I think it's you and I, that the ones that are looking towards Medicare, right?
I tell you, and there's going to come a day where I'm going to be very happy to be Medicare eligible as well.
I am shocked you're here today after the Penguins traded Jake Guentzel. How do you feel about that?
You know what? It's a no-win situation. I mean, the guy, he's going to command a contract of, you know, $8.5-9 million or more per year. The Penguins just don't have that type of room because of all their top-heavy talent that we've been blessed with all these years. So it was a – whether you do or don't, you were kind of, unfortunately, you know, under the gun there. So I think, you know, Dubas did as well as he could in that situation, unfortunately. I think that, you know, we're seeing the rebuild happen.
Is it time?
It is time, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
it's time, unfortunately. But it's been a great run. I mean, my goodness, we've been blessed. You talk about the greatest talents the game has ever seen with Gino, with Sid, Letang, Fleury,
Yager,
Lemieux. I mean, we've been very fortunate. So I think we could take a couple years off of domination and let some other teams win for a little while as we retool.
So the only way that we'll ever interview Mario again is probably when he's getting ready for Medicare.
I'm ready. I'm ready, my friend. I am ready. So, yes, we are thrilled to be here this morning at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. I know we talked about him a few weeks back and his impact on our community, as he is the only mayor to have from city of Pittsburgh to have progressed to the governorship of Pennsylvania. So, obviously, in this big 1.5 million square foot facility, again, seeing all the vendors walk in now and all the people who are here to help you this weekend. So we're thrilled to be here at the same time. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit of history before getting into the Medicare. And then, of course, Jess Benham will be joining us in the third segment. But, you know, we want to take a little dive back in history. We usually have a little bit of fun doing that. But you were just talking about Medicare, right?
Yep.
Guess who's eligible for Medicare today? Barbie.
Yes, that's right.
65 years old today.
1959.
You're absolutely right. So, I mean, aged well, obviously.
No, but she can't gift the car or the house because of the 5-year look back in case she needs, you know.
You're right.
Right?
But she's probably turning into Florida or Arizona Barbie now, right?
Well, do you blame her?
I would not. No.
Although it's been nice weather-wise here.
We've been doing good.
Can I tell you how, with five sisters, how many Barbie dolls have been handed down and their stumps still floating around somewhere?
I mean, the test of time. I mean, they withstand, don't they?
You know, between you and Zachariah Brown, I could do the whole show today about Barbie turning 65.
Let's do it.
I'm telling you. Yeah, that's right. CBS Radio this morning, yeah, 1959, 65 years ago.
Yeah, so obviously a lot of dolls out there worth considerable amounts of money and, you know, a lot of playtime involved, of course, and they got quite inventive over the years. So, again, 65 years of age for any toy, any brand. I mean, that's quite remarkable.
It
so,
is.
Happy birthday to Barbie. Also, in 19... I'm so sorry. I want to move forward a little bit there. Back in 1964,
right,
the Ford Mustang hit the market.
My sister had one. It was red, and it was a convertible.
Beautiful.
White
My goodness, wish
interior.
You still had that now.
Oh, man, are you kidding me? Everybody in the neighborhood showed up.
Yes.
That was a huge deal.
Yes. I mean, and on the first day of release.
And by the way, that sister looks like Barbie.
Whoa.
Blonde hair. My sister, Cheryl.
Well, hello, Cheryl. I wish you still had that car for sure, because my goodness.
What Barbie's right? Corvette or the Mustang?
The Mustang.
Okay.
My goodness, the Mustang. So 22,000 were sold on its very first day in the showrooms, I guess. So
that's remarkable.
Huge number, right? And then moving forward a little bit more, in 1985, the first Adopt a Highway sign goes up, which now, of course, you drive anywhere on any, you know, one of our beautiful
almost
highways.
40 years ago.
Yeah, almost 40 years. First Adopt a Highway sign went up. And then in 2011, Space Shuttle Discovery completes its final mission. That shuttle is now available for public viewing at the Smithsonian. So if you have nothing else to do, by all means, you can go check that out. And then if we take a look at the number one songs in movie this week back in 1976, excuse me, which would have made you how old?
19.
19, so impactful time in your life. So number one song, Oh What a Night, which I know very well. I won't sing because I don't want to hurt anybody
Four
this
seasons.
Morning, myself namely. But and then also the number one movie this week back in 1976, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Starring Jack Nicholson, produced by Michael Douglas.
Yes, I mean, and again, I know that that takes us back a little bit in time, but it just goes to show you how fast time moves, because these pieces of art, still very relevant and memorable to this very day. So great job by all, and I love the art involved. So, you know, moving forward, I want to get to the trivia, then we're going to talk a little bit about our seminars before we get into the Medicare discussion this morning. And, you know, here we are again at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. We were here just a few weeks back, obviously, with the AAA Travel Showcase, and glad to be back once more. Beautiful building, 1.5 million square feet. That's mind-numbing, really.
It is, and no one does a better job than these folks.
Nobody. And, I mean, here we are looking outside at this beautiful scene. We got PNC Park off in the distance. I mean, you can't ask for much more on this gloomy Saturday morning, but want to get out there our trivia question, which is, again, we're at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. Folks, what does the L stand for? The first correct answer, call in today. $15
guest
card. Sure.
And I'm a big fan of this wonderful city, but I did not know this answer.
Well,
and I should have known this answer.
But you know what? I don't blame you. I had no clue either. And I always found it interesting that we were really strong in keeping that L in everything that he accomplished.
But when they get the answer, they're going to say, no wonder why he just went by L.
Yes, I would agree.
All right. So if you think you know the answer, 412-922-1020. Zach will take care of you on the other end, 412-922-1020. And if they are the correct caller, what will they win?
$15 Get-Go gas card from MedConnect. Call us. We'll get that out to you on Monday morning. Before we get the break, I want to talk about our new to Medicare seminars that are upcoming on March 12th and 14th. We're going to be at the Holiday Inn in South Point down in Canonsburg. 19th and 21st, we're going to be at the Moon Public Library in Coriopolis. On the 26th, we're going to have two different events at the Baldwin Health Center. Again, 26th, we're going to have an event at 4:30 and then 6 o'clock. Again, that's in the Brentwood-Baldwin area, right down the street from me. And then we're also coming to Washington, Greensburg, Greentree, Butler, and Ross Township in the coming weeks. If you're local to those regions, come check us out. If Medicare is on the radar in the next 12 months, we want to help you through that. Call in 888-818 6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com.
And we have those advisors standing by until noon today. Jess Benham on the other side. Much more to come. This is the Inside Connection. MediConnect, we're at the Convention Center. And coming up shortly, they'll open for their first full Saturday of all sorts of goodies here at the Convention Center. Back with your Pratt Pack in a moment.
I don't want to...
All right, back here at the Convention Center, it's the Inside Connection MediConnect with your host, Sean Horn.
Yes, so as we're talking, we're, again, at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. I believe we have a winner, but this week's trivia is, again, being here at the Convention Center. What does the L in David L. Lawrence stand for? So we're going to come back at you here in a moment with the correct answer as we get the winner. But now we head into the boardroom part of our programming where we talk a little bit about what's happening on the Medicare side, especially this time of year. And I know there's a lot of confusion, generally speaking, about the enrollment periods. When can you make changes? What's happening now? I thought I just went through something and... what's happening? So let's break it down a little bit for you and kind of explain what's at hand at this moment. So we currently have available to us the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. All right, so let's first start off by talking about what is the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. First and foremost, you have to be on a Medicare Advantage plan in order to participate in this current enrollment period, which lasts until March 31st. So this is my last show I'm going to be doing before the enrollment period ends. I really wanted to make sure I touched on it today. So again, March 31st deadline. If you're on a Medicare Advantage plan, you can take a look at your options still. So first, let's talk about, are you on an Advantage plan? Because a lot of people get confused by their coverage type and what they have and how they're using it. So if your current coverage is either an HMO or a PPO, Health Maintenance Organization, or Preferred Provider Organization, that it says that on your insurance card, you are very likely on a Medicare Advantage plan and can take this opportunity to compare your options once more. If you're on a HMO, again, Health Maintenance Organization, generally you have a smaller network that you can access, but you're going to have lower out-of-pockets when you use the coverage, and generally it's going to have a lower monthly premium as well, and some extra benefits that you're probably enjoying. If you have a PPO, Preferred Provider Organization, it's a lot more lenient of a network accessibility issue. No referrals are needed. You might have to pay a little bit more out of pocket as you're using your benefits out of network, as you're traveling around. But both of those plan types qualify as Medicare Advantage plans. So generally, a Medicare Advantage plan is going to host all elements of your coverage underneath one policy. So it's going to cover your medical, hospitalization, prescriptions, dental, vision, hearing. There's grocery benefits available, flexible spending cards and copay debit cards, gym memberships. Whole host of benefits are now available inside of these Medicare Advantage plans. So, and I bring this up once more because a lot of people that we help who are on Medicare Advantage plans, they get a little confused, which is very easy to understand why Medicare is very difficult sometimes. But again, we want to differentiate what a Medicare Advantage is from a Medicare supplement or Medigap. So now that we've made that clear, you're on an Advantage plan, what can you do? So from now until March 31st, you can take a look at your coverage options that are available. And there are about 80 different plans that you can compare your current coverage against.
That's why you need MediConnect.
That's why you need us most oftentimes, because navigating all of that.
Notice how Jess, I jump in there just at the right time. Because he gets on a roll. I got to get one in there every once in a while.
I need the help with the zinger, so I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So if you're on one of these types of plans and you're not sure if your prescriptions are being covered at the most opportune method, or you're missing out on dental benefits that you know you could really utilize, or vision coverage. There's hearing aid coverage available where you really don't have many out-of-pockets in all of these areas that we're talking. If you have areas of need, especially if you've been on the same plan for 2-3 years or longer, you really need to call into our experts today before 12 o'clock to get your appointment scheduled, to have that conversation. We can generally pare this information down to 30, 45 minutes to make it easier for you to intake this information and really leave yourself enough time to compare and determine whether or not you want to make that choice.
We have a winner, Trisha Bell from Bell, Pennsylvania, and the answer to our trivia question, but first the question.
Question is, the L in David L. Lawrence. What does it stand for? I'll let you give the answer.
Leo.
Leo.
I would have never guessed that.
Yeah, I mean.
But short for Leonardo?
I would hope.
I mean, it sounds more professional.
I think.
Other than, hey, excuse me, Leo, you got a minute?
Or Leonard, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, we could run with either.
Does anybody call Leonardo DiCaprio Leo?
I don't think.
Okay, so.
Oh, speaking for the millennials, I can tell you people definitely do.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. Never mind. Maybe we're wrong here. So that's probably where it came from. So, again, who should be calling into MediConnect today?
And by the way, she wins a gift card in the way of a gas card for giving
she does.
The correct answer from get-go.
Congratulations, Tricia. We'll get that out to you on Monday. Thank you for participating. And, again, we're happy to send that out to you. So, once again, Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. Who should be calling today? I would say, generally speaking, if you're 72 years of age and older and you have not compared your benefits lately, and by lately I mean within the last 2 to 3 years or longer, you really need to take this opportunity. And I say that because only 3 out of 10 Medicare beneficiaries assess their options on a yearly basis, Rob. 3 out of 10.
And that's not enough.
And guess who knows that it's 3 out of 10 as well? Not just MediConnect, but the insurance companies know this as well. And what happens over time, once you get more and more comfortable, we talk about this constantly, folks, once you get more comfortable, the plans, they charge a little bit more every year. They pull coverages away, unfortunately. And what they're essentially doing by having you get comfortable is they're using your premium dollars, your overspend, to fund the new plans that people are on where they're paying $20 a month. So why not put yourself in a better situation where you could be saving significant premium dollars while also getting higher levels of coverage inside of your plan to make sure that, again, you can live in retirement with dignity, thrive with your health care, and make sure you're getting everything that is due to you out of this process. So, again, if you fall into that category, you know, where you think that you could really, you know, use an extra set of eyes, another opinion considering your coverage, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com.
Got a couple of minutes before the break. If you're driving today or you're listening and you fall into that category, or maybe you said to your partner, your significant other, you know, we haven't done that lately, you should be calling the number today.
You really should. I mean, look, I'm going to say this again, as we've done many times already this year. The donut hole is going away in 2025 as long as all things hold as stable related to the way that it's funded. So the donut hole is going away. We're already seeing a lot of coverage changing for the better if you're on medicines like Eliquis, Jardiance, Xarelto, Januvia, Farxiga, Entresto, Enbrel, Imbruvica. So, like, these are very expensive medications. They all have television commercials. That's how we know that it's a brand name medication that's going to cost you a lot. Well, we're already seeing things happening that are making things much more affordable as we move forward. So, again, if you're on any of these medications, you really need to make sure you're making that phone call today. Once more, 888-818-6334. And if you have Medicare on the radar within the next year, within the next 12 months, whether you're turning 65 or you're finally looking to retire potentially, February 14th, we're going to be, and 15th, we're going to be, I'm so sorry, I'm going back in time. I'm that good.
You are that good. You and Michael J. Fox.
I am, and I do apologize. Let's get into March here, folks. So March 12th and 14th, Holiday Inn in South Point. March 19th and 20th, Moon Library in Coriopolis. On the 26th, 4:30 and 6 o'clock start times, we're going to be at the Hall, Baldwin Health Center, Washington, Greensburg, Greentree, Butler, Ross Township. We're coming to your neighborhood as well.
You know, we're talking home improvements. So I'm going to get a few things done at my house. So you know what I think I'm going to do? We have a Holiday Inn, like, right down the street from where you guys were. I'm going to go rent a room and start using their pool.
I tell you what, it's gorgeous there.
It is.
They've done a phenomenal job, and a lot of people use it. I wish more did, because it's such a – it's gorgeous. They did a phenomenal job.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. Jess Benham on the other side. This is the Inside Connection. MediConnect, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Pat Sebtak, 2 minutes away with a news update at 9:30 on KDKA. All right, the great Mr. True Value, Andy Amrine, always early. He's here. He's about a half half hour away, but now we get a chance to really talk to one of my favorites. This is the reason why I still believe there's hope for my children and grandchildren, because of this guest that he's about ready to introduce. So, Mr. Horn, as we're back on the Inside Connection, MediConnect here at the Convention Center, it's all yours.
Yeah, now we head into the roundtable part of our conversation, where we want to bring in people of impact who are going to, you know, touch the communities and who is listening right now. So from a resource perspective and information perspective, we want to constantly bring knowledge and education to the listening audience. And, you know, repeat guest here, a friend of mine, somebody who is very passionate about making sure that the seniors in our region have dignity and are able to thrive with their retirement. And, of course, I'm talking about State Rep Jess Benham. Thank you for being here. And I want to first allow you the opportunity to talk a little bit about your backstory and also the committees you serve.
Well, thanks for having me.
Of course.
So I'm in the middle of my second term now, and it is amazing how fast time flies, mm-hmm. truly. And it has been really wonderful. I serve on the Human Services Committee, the Health Committee, the Aging and Older Adult Services Committee, and the Liquor Control Committee.
Okay.
And I sometimes joke, the last one might seem like it doesn't really fit until you realize I represent Southside in the State House.
Yes. Makes sense.
Yeah, at that point, I say the first three are really, you know, issues that I'm very passionate about. I came into this work having done work in the nonprofit world around intellectual disability and autism. And so to come in and be part of the conversation that guides how we administer and fund human services in this state is really important.
And again, we're talking Department of Aging, Health and Human Services. And again, we're talking about things that are impacted. Medicare falling into those lanes, you know, we want to make sure that, we're having intersecting conversations where people are benefiting. And I think, you know, I happened to walk into this recently, and I brought it to your attention, and you confirmed everything, which is the new program and the new income eligibility surrounding the 2024 rent rebate program. So I want to give you the opportunity to talk a lot more about the changes that are happening, and then I want to circle back on it because very close to home, it had an impact on my own family. So tell us a little bit about what has changed with that program.
Absolutely. So as we have a growing older adult population in Pennsylvania, it's really important, not just to me, but to many of my colleagues, that we're ensuring that folks can access the kinds of programs and supports needed to have a good life here in Pennsylvania. So the property tax rent rebate program on the state level supports whether you own your home or you rent your home, you got to be 65 or older.
Okay.
Or, you know, be a widow or a widower who's 50 or older, or a person with a disability who's 18 or older.
Okay.
There's some income limits. You got to have a household income of less than $45,000 annually. But keep in mind, only half your Social Security income counts.
Okay, so focus on that for a minute, because I think that's where a lot of people get a little confused. So $45,000 household, but only half of Social Security counts towards that number.
That's correct, right. So as you're thinking about all your sources of income, whether you get a pension or maybe you work part-time a little bit still, keep in mind that we're only counting half of your Social Security as income. So if you think you might be even close to qualifying for this program, I highly recommend, you know, if you're my constituent, you call my office. I will call your own state representative or state senator and find out, because, you know, there is, you could get, you know, anywhere between a maximum rebate of $380 to $1,000 per month. And there's some supplemental things that can add on to that as well for folks who are Pittsburgh residents.
Yeah, I saw that, because if you're in the Pittsburgh area, you might actually get a little bit more. And actually, Rob, what happened, I walked into the Mount Washington Senior Center about a week and a half ago, met with Noreen O'Malley, who is a good friend of Dick Scringer, who will be on the show in a couple weeks. And we were talking about building a partnership out as my new role consists. And she was telling me about the rent rebate program and the qualifications and this big income limit jump that happened in the last year, as well as the half of Social Security counting towards it. So I immediately left there, called my mom and dad, told them to apply. They then got in contact with Jess's office, made the application. Everything went through, and I think this is actually going to be helpful in enabling my father to actually finally fully retire at the age of 70. So that's the type of impact that this type of program can have on our listening audience today.
Absolutely. And because we recognize that some of those cost of living increases for your Social Security could have an impact, bump some folks off the program, that's why we increased that maximum income limit, because we wanted to make sure that folks were still able to qualify and that those Social Security COLAs weren't kicking people off.
I know you also wanted to spend some time, again, our listening audience consisting largely of our aging population, which we love and we help. We are very proud to serve. I know we wanted to talk a little bit about PACE and PACENET this morning as well. I know it's a program you're very passionate about. We were talking before we came on air that as robust as a benefit program this is, unfortunately still not enough people are applying, as there are still many people who can qualify that just have not tried. So talk a little bit about PACE, PACENET, how it's funded, how it can help people.
Yes, so I really want to make sure that more folks know about this, because we've got two prescription assistance programs in Pennsylvania, PACE and PACENET, that offer low-cost prescription medication to older adults above the age of 65. And it's funded. It works, you know, with your Medicare Part D plans, other prescription drug plans as well, including Medicare Advantage. Mm-hmm. And speaking of Medicare Advantage, I do want to remind folks that the federal government is currently thinking about reconsidering some of the rules and policies around that. So if Medicare Advantage is important to you, definitely call your congresspeople, your senators, and let them know how much it matters to you. So a little bit more about the qualifications for PACE and PACENET. You got to be 65 or older. You have to be a Pennsylvania resident for at least 90 days before the application. You cannot be enrolled in the Medicaid prescription benefit.
Okay.
And we consider your income based on the previous year's gross income. So okay. For PACE, for a single person, your total income has to be $14,500 or less. And for a married income, your combined total income, $17,700 or less.
Okay.
For PACENET, income limit's higher. So for a single person, total income limit between $14,500 and $33,500.
Wow.
And for a married couple, that would be combined total income between $17,700 and $41,500. And keep in mind, too, if you've previously been eligible and on the program and you get that COLA increase to your Social Security, we passed a moratorium, and we're going to, I think, keep this going forward, too, that says we're not going to kick you off if you were previously eligible.
That's a big deal there, too, and how it impacts people that we help, Rob. I'll give you an example of this here, where Kathy from West Mifflin, recently working with our benefits expert, Leah Ayers, through her process. Her monthly income, about $1,200 a month. Yearly prescription cost, however, was $1,363. Going through the donut hole because of one inhaler. Every other medication she was taking was a generic med. One inhaler was putting her into the donut hole.
Mm.
And, you know, outside of us helping her, she may have never applied. We got her through the PACENET process. All of her medications are going to be capped at no more than $15 a month, most of which are going to be zero moving forward because there are a lot of generics that work well with her prescription drug plan. So you talk about an impact of going from spending $1,300 a year on your medications all the way down to a couple hundred at most. And this is a program that's partially funded by the Pennsylvania Lottery. So you're paying into this anyways. When you see the commercial and it says benefits older Pennsylvanians, this is how. So you're paying into it with your scratch-off tickets and everything else you got going on. Why not benefit from it on the Medicare side and the prescription drug side of things, if at all possible? So again, if you have questions wondering if you may be eligible for these programs, we are very well-versed at MediConnect to be able to help you through that application process. We can determine very quickly if you might be eligible, and if so, let's help you save costs related to your prescription drugs. Again, you can call into 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. And if you could, once more, just the income limits. What are our top thresholds for these programs?
Yes. So for PACE, it's $14,500 or less if you're a single person, or $17,700 or less for a married couple. For PACENET, it's the max income for a single person is $33,500. And for a married couple, the max income combined, $41,500.
And again, there's so many people listening right now that very likely qualify, just have not taken the time to apply. And again, you're these are wasted dollars on your prescriptions that really could be coming back into your pocket. So please make sure you're getting every program available to you.
All right. Tell them about the seminars.
So I want to make sure. Okay, I'm working in the correct side of history now. So we are on March 12th and 14th, Holiday Inn in South Point, March 19th and 20th. I'm sorry, 21st, 19th and 21st, Moon Public Library in Coriopolis. On the 26th, we have two shows. We're 4:30 and 6 o'clock start times. We're going to be at the Baldwin Health Center at the border of Brentwood and Baldwin. And again, we are also coming to Washington, Greensburg, Greentree, Butler, and Ross Township in the coming weeks. To reserve your spot, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com.
You know, Southside, a lot of cool things happening on the Southside. Carson Street, still one of my favorite parts of this great city of Pittsburgh. So you got to be proud of that part of Pittsburgh there, young lady.
You know, I really am, right? I think sometimes Southside and other parts of South Pittsburgh get a little bit of a bad reputation. But truly, you know, things are looking up.
They are.
We see, you know, less violence and more proactive approach to keeping people safe. You know, I was just in Southside last night at a great show at City Theater.
Tell everybody about this show.
Yeah, so it's a take on Hamlet that's modern. It's called Fat Ham. And I tell you what, I have never laughed so much
good
in my
stuff.
Life. It was funny. It was heartwarming. So highly recommend, you know, go check out shows, you know, go visit some of the great restaurants that we have. And, you know, there's some really proactive residents in Southside working together with the residents, the business owners, to make that neighborhood an even more wonderful place.
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up right up the hill from the Southside. And listen, I go to Fathead's constantly still, one of the best gyro shops. And Mike and Tony's is right on Carson Street. A lot of really up-and-coming businesses as well at the same time. And I know parking sometimes could be a nightmare and so forth, but I am very proud to take my daughters down and my wife to family dinners at Fathead's and other locations. So I'm with Jess on this one. I don't think that it's as bad as you know, if it's the family time thing, right? If you're out of there before 1 o'clock, you're usually in the morning, by the way. You're usually going to do okay.
Well, and speaking of parking, right, I want to remind your listeners, too, that if they're 65 or older, they can get that senior bus pass.
There you go.
Wander into your state rep or state senator's office, say, I'd like that senior bus pass. There's a ton of buses that run through Southside.
This youthful, young, bright politician actually is looking out for us seniors, and that makes me feel good.
And that's the way it should be. I mean, you built the country, right?
But I still want to see Fat Ham.
I think you should go.
I love live theater. I love Carson Street. Saw Fathead's brewery truck rolling through Beaver County the other day. We sell it at the Coons Market on McKnight Road and, of course, Banksville Road. So a lot of great things happening. The future is bright, and Jess Benham's one of the reasons. We'll come back. Stay with us. Much more to come at the Convention Center today till 1 o'clock with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. All right, Jess Benham, one more segment. The Inside Connection, Sean Horn is your host. Next hour, it's the guys from True Value. And then, of course, it is Kalen Sagan, the manager of the North Hills office of AAA, talking about some bucket list trips, and then Colleen Brakovich, one of the managing partners of Zachariah Brown, talking elder law. So we have a busy day yet to come, but right now back to more of the Inside Connection, MediConnect and Sean Horn.
Yeah, so as we wrap up this week's episode, again, wanted to let everyone know our wonderful guest this morning, State Rep Jessica Benham, is joining us, very active in the committees that she serves related to the Department of Aging, Health and Human Services, and really making sure that our region seniors can live with dignity, thrive with their decisions and how they live in retirement, with their health care and their planning with funds and every element available to them, because we understand it gets a little bit harder when you have to make all these decisions on your own. So having resources like this available, we believe, is of maximum importance. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the fact that we have a budget that we got to discuss a little bit. There's some pretty cool stuff in there that you think is to the benefit of our listeners. So the floor is yours.
100%. So as we head towards June, which is budget month in Harrisburg, we'll be working to pass this budget that the governor has proposed and that we're making some additions and changes to, but it's exciting stuff.
Okay.
Now, there's good things for all of Pennsylvania in it. For example, you know, some increase in state funding for a public education system, which can help take that burden off of property taxes, of course, for our older adults,
yep,
but for all of us, truly, who are paying those property taxes. And there's some really exciting new investments into the infrastructure meant to support our older adults. Critically important as we continue to age as a state. So a couple of things I want to highlight. First, there's a proposed $11.7 million that's allocated to support this new program called Aging Our Way. And the goal for this is to help with some of the administration and system navigation for older Pennsylvanians and their caregivers. Really important. I also want to highlight a proposed $15.2 million increase for the Penn Care appropriation. This includes a couple of things, but funding for safe and emergency housing for older Pennsylvanians.
That's big.
You know, talking about the homelessness problem, whether in Pittsburgh or across the Commonwealth, you'd be surprised how many of those folks are senior citizens.
Yep.
It's really sad. So making sure that we've got that funding for emergency housing for folks, really critical. This appropriation also funds our area agencies on aging, which, again, when we're talking about supports that help older Pennsylvanians navigate the resources that are available to them, very important. $1.2 million toward the creation of an Alzheimer's disease and related disorders division.
Mm.
You know, as someone who lost my grandma to Alzheimer's, making sure that we're supporting, you know, folks who are dealing with that disorder, that disease, close to home for me.
For sure.
And then the last thing I'll highlight is there's this new $10 million proposed appropriation to the long-term care office to support the creation of new long-term care facilities. So again, as we're thinking about a growing older adult population in Pennsylvania, we're taking the steps necessary at the state level to make sure that we're prepared to help folks age with dignity, and I'm excited to be part of that process.
And I tell you, it's probably at a very appropriate time as well, especially with what you hear of what's going on with the facility in Jefferson Hills, right? I mean, just up and shut one day, and residents have to get moved out, and now the courts are taking over. I mean, again, a lot of the times when you're dealing with an aging population, kids are transplants now all over the country chasing their careers and trying to find their own way. To make it back to Pittsburgh in order to care for loved ones, sometimes it isn't always doable for, you know, the families that we're talking about. So in order to have programs available and funding available, and really, I mean, I hope that one day down the road, you know, I hear all the time when it comes to the dignity word. That's really big for us at MediConnect, dignity. And where we face a lot of issues, I think, relates around the health long-term care and the post-hospital care systems, because unfortunately, they're so expensive, they're undermanned, and it's just that people feel like they go into the abyss there. And I think that there's a much better way to do it moving forward.
Absolutely. Folks deserve to be treated with respect and dignity. You know, people have worked their entire lives to create the world that I and folks younger than I am now live in, and we need to respect that and ensure that folks have what they need to age.
Let's before we end, I have a little extra time. I just want Jess to jump in on this. Everybody talks negative, but I like talking positive, and I had a really great experience on the north side yesterday over there at Coons Market. Let's talk about the city, and whether people believe it or not, there's a lot of great things happening here. If you haven't been here in a while, you need to get down to the convention center at the home show. But a lot of people are moving in, your age, my age. People want to live in downtown Pittsburgh, right?
Absolutely. A lot of, not just young folks, but I've talked to people who, in their retirement years, are downsizing and moving to an apartment downtown. It's convenient to everything. If you don't want to own a car, you just want to take public transit places, you got access to great green spaces down at the point.
Right.
You know, for me, I like having a yard and a garden, so I'm perfectly content being up in the South Side Slopes. But for a lot of folks, living downtown is convenient. So as we're talking about the future of downtown and converting some of these now empty office spaces into housing, there's a huge demand. There's an enormous demand for housing. And as we want to continue to grow that tax base of folks in new industries in Pittsburgh, investing in downtown is something we got to do.
Build it and they will come. 30 seconds, all yours.
So we want to talk one more time about the new to Medicare seminars. Again, if you're going to be eligible in the next 12 months, you must attend. We're going to be at Holiday Inn in South Point on the 12th and 14th of March, 19th and 21st, Moon Public Library in Coriopolis. 26th, we got two different shows. We're going to be doing the 4:30 and 6 o'clock Baldwin Health Center. Again, Washington, Greensburg, Greentree, Butler, Ross Township. We're coming to your locations, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com.
Sean, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Jess, anytime, you're always welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right, stay tuned. News coming up next.